Welcome to the Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion.
Fun to lose. How opponents' skill levels affect gameplay experience. I don't mind losing. In fact, when I play with my weekly game group, I usually lose. There are very few board games that I'm confident that I will win or at least have a good chance of winning. However, there's something interesting I noticed recently. Irrespective of whether you're a sore loser or a gracious winner, I think it is true that gameplay experience changes depending on the skill level of the other players. Playing the same game with people who are as good at a game as you just feels different to playing with people who are better than you or worse than you. In this article, I want to investigate this a bit further. The first time I noticed it was when I played a game that I played many times with my friends in person against people I didn't know online. As you learn a game together and get better at it together, you, as a group, play it a certain way. You will have a rough idea of what the people around the table are likely to do in response to your turn. You can gauge how your regular game group plays a certain game. However, when you play against people you've never played with before, everything feels different. So, when I played Carcassonne Hunters and Gatherers on Yakata, I was a bit surprised at how competitive everyone was. I'd played the normal Carcassonne many times with my friends, as well as my family. I appreciate the two games are a bit different, but in principle, they work very similarly. So while my family usually plays this game very much just for fun, my friends can be very competitive. However, their competitiveness is nothing compared to how my Yakata opponents played this game. People actively placed tiles to block me off, and it felt as if they used every trick from the competition strategy book to win. Of course, that's all fair and legal, but it just wasn't what I had expected. It really changed the gameplay experience for me. While I didn't mind losing as such, it felt different to losing against my friends. I wouldn't say I felt cheated, but there certainly was a little bit of bitterness in me. Playing this game at a competition level is clearly very different to playing it casually. I reckon the overall gameplay experience would have been different if I'd also been at a competition level. In fact, when playing since, I adapt my playing style to those of my opponents. If they play competitively but at a more casual level, I do the same. If others place tiles to actively block me, then I have no regret doing the same to them. Suddenly, I enjoy the game very differently. It is a lot more fun, and when I lose, I don't feel bitter. I guess I've improved my game and can now hold my own against good players, even if I still often lose. It just feels a lot fairer. The good thing is that on Yakata, you can see other players' skill ratings and choose which games to join based on that. You can also set up your own games and limit the range of experiences that other players have. That means I can decide whether I want to risk it and play against someone who's much better than me, or whether I prefer to play with people who are at about the same level as me. I can mentally prepare accordingly. On the whole, I enjoy playing people who are similarly proficient at a game as me. That's why I love it when our games group learns a game together. Not only does it make it easier from a rules perspective, but we also all get better at it at about the same speed. The gameplay experience just seems a lot better for everyone. Of course, at some point, someone in the game group will figure out how best to win the game. They will get better and better at it, while the rest of us still try to catch up. Yet, it is rare that someone gets so good at a game that it becomes frustrating for the rest of us. Our skill levels usually stay within an acceptable range, and the gameplay experience is still good. In fact, sometimes it means the rest of us can try different strategies and beat the best player's approach. More often than not, eventually someone else will be the best player. That's really good and helps make playing the game more fun, even when some people in our group are better at it than others. There are also situations where someone in the group just can't figure out a game. That's completely understandable. Not every game suits everyone. Some games come more naturally to some people than others. while many games do work for everyone in the group, some just don't click for some people. When that happens, the player who just doesn't get how to play this game gets frustrated. Their gameplay experience is ruined. At that point, we either don't play that game again, or maybe play it when the relevant person isn't around. It's a real shame when that happens, of course, especially when one or two of us really love a game, but nobody wants someone to sit through a game and really not enjoy it. So, how about you? Have you ever noticed that a game just feels different depending on who you play it with? Did your gameplay experience change when you were playing someone who was a lot better or a lot worse than you at the game? Who do you normally play games with? Do you tend to play games with them that everyone is roughly as good at as each other? Or do you relish always playing with people who are better at a game? As always, please share thoughts and experiences on the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. I'd love to hear what you have to say about gameplay experience and other players' skill levels.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.